Welcome to our Composites Launch podcast episodes of Composites 360 on Tour. We bring you the brightest minds, influencers, and most important subject matters to your attention. We are here to cover the most current dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Now listen to our latest episode and leave us your comments. So, wonderful, good morning, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members and Jack exhibitors and Jack visitors. In a few days, the doors will be open. And today I have the honor to host a panel, our LinkedIn Live Jack warm-up session. This Jack warm-up session is one of the key milestones in one of my lives, LinkedIn Lives, which I'm doing regularly. And I'm fascinated by the amount of registered participants. So if you are now live with us, we would love to hear from you. Can you see us good? Can you hear us good? Because live streams are always a technical construct. And once we got this feedback from you guys, maybe we can adjust some of the settings. But even further, we would like to know from where are you tuning in right now, because we want to see the reach of this LinkedIn Live, because we're talking about Jack World, and the name already says it. It is a world session. And we are looking at welcoming you in Paris. So we have the show director, Thomas Lepret, here, and his group CEO, Eric Pierre-Jean. And we have some select experts and exhibitors also here. And we will start right now after I've pushed this trailer, which I need to select here. And we will see you in a minute. All right. Good morning, gentlemen. So I'm going now clockwise and introduce you these gentlemen that are now today joining our panel to warm up with you guys for Jack World. So on the next to me is Eric Pierre-Jean. He's the group CEO. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Then we got the show director, Thomas Lepret, and he will tell us about what's going on in the show itself. And then next, if I go clockwise, I have Humphrey with me. Humphrey from a lovely UK island, but representing the Czech Republic today. Hi, Humphrey.
Good morning.
Hi. So then we have another UK representative here, Vincent Fawcett from PRF Composites, and one of my first time guests on our show. Welcome, Vincent.
Good morning.
Good. And then we got Biesterfield. Biesterfield, Johannes Martin is representing Biesterfield, a German company up in the north in Hamburg. Hi, Johannes.
Good morning, Ilkay. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. And then finally, we got Sense Expert. And as Yannick said, Sense Expert is everywhere right now because we need KI, AI in our materials. So Dominic, thank you for joining us. You are replacing right now your CEO, Alexander, who has today some other commitments, short notice, which can happen all the time.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, so you're welcome. Yes, okay. So I will take you guys off the screen right now, and we will jump directly into this show with Eric. Eric, so how is your feeling in the last meters? Okay, that was wrong. I'm sorry. On the last meters, Eric, it is. I can imagine. I mean, when I'm doing these lives, I always, get this slightly nervous. Will the technology work? Will the microphone work and everything? But this is my whole small little world, and then you amplify this to a Jack World, to a massive exhibition. I can only imagine how the Anspannung, we say in Germany, the tensions are.
Yeah, yes, of course. I mean, it's the same for us. Of course, in the large scale, the team is very busy right now. But I'm sure it's also the same for our exhibitors who are preparing their presentations, their booths, and making sure that they show the best of their companies at JEC World, you know. So it's a very intense period, but it's so very exciting because we are going to be all back together and to showcase what the composite industry is about and what are the latest technologies and the latest products.
So, Eric, let's directly dive into the content that we promised for our viewers there. And I'm seeing comments are coming in. So please keep on writing from where are you coming. And are you an exhibitor? Then please welcome. Write your booth into the chat today and let's do some advertising for your booth. Eric, please tell us about the role of the JEC Group in compiling this world-class conference. I mean, there are many, many institutions out there. I'm also playing in this game, in the visibility, digital visibility game. What is your role of the JEC Group? Where do you see your position?
Well, you know, it's back to the original philosophy and the foundation of JEC, you know. The event started, in fact, exactly 60 years ago. When a few companies from the industry, early adopters, decided to create an event to bring together the industry and to showcase what are the products, what are the technologies, and to get new markets. So the mission of JEC has not changed since that time. Our role is fully dedicated to the industry to make sure that every year we bring the industry all together in Paris to really activate and promote the composite materials. We do it also through the media channels and so on. So really the role is very clear. We belong to the industry, we serve the industry, and our mission is to make sure that every year we have a great show with the best of what the industry can offer to all the application sector. So it's not only the trade show of the industry where people buy and sell their products to create composite parts and components, but it's also a showcase of what the industry is able to offer to many application sectors, from aerospace to sporting goods, from construction to automotive, and so on. Ilkay, are you still there for me? Yeah.
Yeah, still there. I'm the first time I'm here right now, mobile with my tablet, and this trackpad is a bit not sensitive enough. So, first of all, congratulations to the 60th year's anniversary. I mean, this is incredible. And now, reflecting on the innovation that has taken place 60 years ago, yeah, I can only imagine how these people felt when they started in order to promote an industry or network in an industry 60 years ago. And now we are in 2025. And most of the things, we had a rocky road. Yeah. People said, okay, composites, can they be recycled? Yes, they can. Are they crash resistant? Yes, they are. So there were always a lot of challenges attached to composites. And I see a very, very bright future. But said that, Eric, of course, we need to advance further. We cannot just say, okay, now 60 years, everything is fine and everything works. And what is important, of course, is the science of the materials. And I've seen that you've partnered up with SAMPI, which is an academic institution. And I would like to know from you guys, because you are, you know, exhibiting and offering the exhibitor floor for the exhibitors, mainly for the businesses. What is the value for the ecosystem that you are partnering up with SAMPI?
Well, you know, it's part of a movement to showcase innovation as much as we can, because of course the show is large. You have plenty of exhibiting companies, and there are also plenty of innovation. So this year we wanted to really highlight all the innovations that are available. So to give you some examples, we have issued on our magazine website an innovation report, which is full with innovative information from the exhibitors, to make sure that we gather all that together and that we can present it in our magazine in advance, And it's accessible on the website and on the app of the magazine. On top of that, we wanted to highlight innovation within the content. So, of course, there are already many conferences on the show, but we wanted to go a bit maybe in early stage of development. So that's why we have developed this partnership with Sampi to address emerging topics, or let's say early stage topics that are today more research topics, I would say, yes, early stage, low TRL, I would say. And that's why we developed this partnership, as well as the showcase of the research and innovation projects, collaborative projects. You know, there are many projects to innovate in some areas that are, especially in Europe, funded by the EU. And we wanted to create a platform to help these projects to have more visibility, to have time to present their innovation. So, you know, gathering the innovation from the exhibitors, talking about early stage research with Sampi content, as well as research and innovation projects that are currently going on, it's a way to enhance the level of innovation that is accessible to the visitors and as well as to the exhibitors on the show floor. I don't get your sound.
Thank you. That was this microphone. I was muting it off. So innovation is the key word, and I totally understand and support, of course, as an innovation consultant myself. So how do you rate the innovation aspect of our industry? Now they got this innovation awards, and I know plenty of people have been receiving or companies have been receiving the innovation. Is our industry innovative? What do you think? Just rate it.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of, you know, over the 60 years, the adoption of composite by many application sectors has been based on two elements. One is, of course, the properties of the composites, corrosion-free, lightweight, and so on. We know these properties, I think, all of us. But on top of that, we've been innovating. The industry has been innovating to address the challenges and in German, the Herausforderung, the challenges from the end users, and also in terms of materials, raw materials, resins, fibers, as well as technologies. I mean, look at the path over these 60 years, and it's only the beginning. And this is why the adoption of composite has been accelerating. And our small contribution to that is to make sure that every year this is visible and that we can share information about these innovations to attract more customers for composites, you know.
Yes, yes. Very humble, Eric. You say small contribution. It's a large one. Yeah, commend you, applaud you on this one. Innovation. Now, understood, challenges, Herausforderung. Of course, you're talking about the pain points in the industry that needs to be addressed, and innovation takes there. But I would like to address also to the community one other thinking, innovative thinking, and that is to fulfill desires. Yeah. Let's take, for example, the mission to Mars. There's a desire to plant people on Mars. Yeah. So this is not really a pain point, but that could be something that mankind can achieve. And I would encourage everyone to think not only in problem solutions, but also in what kind of possibilities there are in the future to enable things. One is flying to Mars, which is certainly one of the farthest innovation, but there are also day-to-day functions that you can integrate in composites and things like that. So I would like to see more on the innovation side on these things, where people not only wait for the pain points but also think, okay, this can be additionally achieved with composites.
Well, Ilkay, I mean, you're mentioning, let's say, the very far destinations. And by the way, the Mars rover had a very nice composite components, especially the rotating elements. But also here in our world, on our planet, innovation has also been very strong to address sustainability challenges, for example, by having more, let's say, innovative products, recyclable products, and so on. So, and this is the homework of the industry to make sure that we offer more and more sustainable solutions. You know, for decades, we have been bringing a lighter weight, the properties that are enablers of sustainability. There would not be wind energy or hydrogen storage and so on without composites. But we also have, as an industry, to showcase our challenges and to address our challenges, you know, recycling materials, managing their CO2 footprint and reducing it, reducing waste and so on. So this is also a field of innovation, which is very strong, you know. And over the last years, we have seen a huge development in that sector.
Absolutely, absolutely. The industry is working. And just like yesterday, when I was at the eVTOL show, I saw there are so many complicated regulations, certifications, and things like that. And I was concluding, actually, that we are ready. So the composite industry, the material side, there is actually not really an issue anymore. It was many years ago, but now everything has been fully developed and we are enabling many, many industries, and including that individual transport in future, hopefully. So, Eric, my last question then is about the startup world. Now, you have a relentless and continued support for startups. Now, innovation aside, startups are featured by investments in people. They need skills, long cycle times, developments, and startups are very, very at a very critical stage sometimes. Funding can be an issue and things like that. So, of course, I totally support your idea of the startup industry. How do you view startups, and why do you really support these things? Because you could easily say, look, the startups, they have no funding, they cannot afford a huge booth at Jack World. But you're going into the startup industry like any other exhibitor and promoting them and supporting them. What's the idea behind this?
Well, I was talking about innovation, but when we started the program a few years ago, it was also the idea of blending innovation and entrepreneurship. And to create startups, you need these two elements. You know, either you are disrupting a technology or a business model, and you are an entrepreneur. So these people are playing on these two elements. And we thought it was important to highlight the startups because, in a way, they bring new ideas to the industry. They are developing their track and their growth, and they are maybe also the future of the industry. You know, some startups have, as you mentioned, they started with a small presence, and now they have a big presence on the market. They have a big booth, by the way, at Jack World and so on. And the maybe something new we are introducing this year is to as we have created a strong meeting point for startups in this industry. Now we are able to address investors, people who are coming from outside, let's say, of the industry and are interested to invest in these companies. Of course, startups can be supported by existing big corporates from the industry, but they can also raise money from private investors. So we are introducing for the first time this year an investor day, aiming at connecting. You know, connecting is our mission at JEC, connecting the startups with the investors. And in order to fund the startups, to help them to grow faster. So again, this is supporting the innovation, but also entrepreneurs for the future of the industry. And we were talking about recycling and sustainability. Look at how many startups have worked on this field to find either new materials or recyclable materials or developing recycling technologies.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And basically, the world relies on startups, new ideas, and often new ideas and innovation can take maybe place in smaller carve-outs in smaller departments. Okay, connected to startups, which, you know, need support, there is a new wave coming over that is DEI. Now, I thought, can I ask this question, Eric, or not? But I decided I will give it a try. Now, you have...
I've got a point for you on that. You know, it's if you look at the industry today, and of course, we have a very unique point of view on the industry. You have the materials, you have the technologies, the equipment, the machines, and so on. But you also have an invisible world of data, of data that we can use, that the industry can work out with the help of artificial intelligence to leverage more productivity, to have a better quality, and so on. So it starts with a simulation, even earlier with defining the new molecules in the future. So there's a big range of opportunities for more data science and more artificial intelligence powering the innovation along the whole value chain. So I think it's only the beginning of this new era, and we will have, I'm sure, more and more players in this sector. And by the way, we were talking just now about the startups. We see more and more startup addressing solutions linked to data and artificial intelligence.
Okay, wonderful. So, Eric, that's the first part, dear community, talking about Jack World from a big picture, bird eye view. Eric will remain to the end, so please continue writing your questions. If you have any questions regarding Jack World, the program, the conference, how it's organized, the strategy and things like that, please leave it in the comments. And otherwise, Eric, I will take you out of the screen, and I'm greeting Thomas Lepret.
Enrique, how are you?
Good, good. So, Thomas, I can only imagine under what tension you are right now with all these visitors and exhibitors that will be expected in a few days. We met recently in Turkey, Thomas, and you gave me some tips with a reel that went very well on LinkedIn, by the way. Thank you also for the audience always watching our reels that are 2-minute snackable items. And you gave us briefly some tips both for the visitors and for the exhibitors. Now, my first question, I guess the exhibitor is closed, right? You don't take any more orders on exhibitions, do you?
Yeah, we closed that out on January 31st. So
that's
complete.
That side is complete. But still, people can, of course, now apply for 2026. Please do that. And you have said it's a massive show. And as we know, it is a massive show. And now I'm a fan of digital transformation. And I've discussed also just now with Eric about the analytics. And I'm seeing, and I'm delighted that you have an app on Jack World. How can digital transformation, this app, help now visitors to, you know, get accustomed to your show floor, what's going on with the conference and things like that? What's the philosophy of the app? Can you run us through this app?
Yeah, sure. I think that there are two figures that we need to look at for JEC 2025. As Eric said, it's the 60 years anniversary, and it will be also the biggest event we have ever produced. We reached a new high standard in numbers of exhibitors with 1,350 exhibiting companies, and that gives us a total space of 78,000 square meters. So, getting back to the app and the technology we are displaying at the event, the philosophy has been with us for a couple of years to say, okay, the show is growing, but it's an opportunity for people to get lost. So we need to actually support them in making the best out of JEC World and making the best of the time they will spend at the event. For visitors, And on in parallel to that, we needed to help the exhibitors making the best return of investment and making the best contacts they could do at the show. So we have completely changed our software technologies and particularly our smartphone application to bring more return on investment, more return on time, and more comfort to the people that will be using them. So for the first time in 25, we will have our new app available that will allow classical function like displaying programs information, being able to save which conference you want to be at, connecting that to your own Outlook agenda, and also to search for exhibitors based on the activities they are doing. Like if you are specifically looking for SMCs, for carbon fiber pellets or things like that, you can search for that. But we will also have batch scanning available for all exhibitors, not just for one per company, but each person that has an exhibitor badge will be able to scan his own contact, to add some comments, some information on them, and will be able to really track down the activity at the event. And in parallel to that, we've been implementing our business meeting services in that app. And that is really the service that we are pushing now, because it's a great game changer for JEC and for JEC World exhibitors. It allows them to search within a crowd of approved buyer by our teams, search their target people. For example, if you're looking for aerospace part manufacturers at the show, you can find them, you can present them what you do, what service you bring, what products, what materials, what equipment, and you can get in touch with them and you can plan meetings ahead. So it's really before even entering the show floor and entering the venue, you already have a very good number of meetings that are set and you already know what is going to happen in the next 3 days. Last year with that service, we had one company that was able to set up more than 110 meetings before getting into the venue. So that's a big game changer in terms of return of investment.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So that app is probably in the iPhone store and in the Google store, everywhere available. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So
important thing is that as we change the technology, you need to re-download it. So you cannot just update the one you had last year.
That's okay. So a new one. Yeah. Delete the old one, I guess.
Delete the old one. Download the new one. And even if you try to open the old one, it will tell you to download the new one.
So that's wonderful. Okay. So one of the key factors of JEC World, it is not only an exhibition, guys, it is also having a stage program. And Thomas, can you give us some of the highlights of the stage program? Because the stage, when I look at Agora, is the one is called. Is that, by the way, a name of JEC World or of the premise where this takes place, Agora?
It is a JEC World name.
It's a JEC World. Okay. So run us through the highlights, please.
Okay, so one of the big differentiation between JEC World and any other composites event is that we made the decision, I think it was 2018, we made the decision that all the contents will be free to access for everyone. So there is no need to purchase an additional conference badge to be able to go to content and to go to sessions. So as you said, we have Agoras, we have one in all five and one in all six. And we also have our new open stage that Eric mentioned that will be in all six and dedicated to research and innovation programs and some people. So the main topic for the program will be sustainability, because that's the main topic of the industry. Carbon neutrality needs to be achieved by 2050. Everybody's focusing on that. So we will have four sessions dedicated to sustainability. One will be on life cycle analysis, one on recycled composites material, another one on bio-based materials. And the last one will be a mix of artificial intelligence and sustainability, and to see how artificial intelligence can help company reach the sustainability goals they have set. So that's going to be the sustainability aspect. And then we will have four conferences that are dedicated to final markets. So one will be for hydrogen, transportation, production of hydrogen, and the use of composites in that. another one for aerospace with a focus on mass production of for aerospace, another one in for composites in the marine industry, and the last one for sporting goods on Thursday in partnership with Global Sport Weeks.
So again, a massive stage program, and it is available for free. For free means everyone can go there in the conference, take a seat, and after the show, can you download some of the slides, handouts? Is that foreseen?
Even better than that. So we have this program. Also, we have our exhibitors that will do composite exchange sessions, so 30 minutes. Workshop sessions where they will have dedicated topics. We film and we record everything. So that at the end of the show, a few weeks after the show, everything will be available on the JC Composites TV that has dedicated section for the JC world or the other events that we produce, and we will relay the content there.
Okay, wonderful. Let's move on to certain people, and I feel guilty sometimes because you have so much to offer at JEC World, and one of the things is the floor itself, not the exhibitors and the stage program, but the floor itself. And there is also the trend of demonstrations, there are these planets. Can you walk us through? If someone wants to walk around and get inspired, so not really going and talking to each and everyone, which of course in a networking event finally is the purpose, but you know, people should always somehow mindlessly walk around and get inspired. What do you have for these people?
Well, we have a lot for the people, actually. We have a lot of landmarks at JEC World that we've been working on for a couple of years. One of the most important right now are the live demonstration. It's the second year that we will have a live demonstration area at JEC World. So we will have 25 minutes live demonstration from several exhibitors that are going to be back to back for the 3 days. So you will be able to see a demonstration on large-scale additive manufacturing with Thermwood. We will have a demonstration on vacuum infusion, reusable vacuum membranes by AeroVac composite ones. We'll have closed mold silicon back construction, mold creation, infusion from MVP. And then we will have two demonstrating companies that will focus on cycle time and fast pace. So one with the heat and cool technology led by Rotool, and the other one with McLaren Composites on high-speed closed molding with the use of the Proxima polyolefin thermoset resins from ExxonMobil. So that would be a very interesting thing. Another landmark is a new project, so that the first time we will have it in 2025, is our research and innovation project that will focus on presenting a consortium of companies, universities, and research centers that are sometimes funded by the governments or by the European Union to work on specific projects. And so they are going to present their projects and their realization. So that will happen on the open stage on Tuesday and Thursday in all six. And then afterwards, we will have our innovation planets with close to 80 parts being available on the two planets. We have changed completely the design of the planets for 2025, so expect a little bit of surprise on that as well. We will have parts from all final industries that are using composites. A few to mention is the Zebra Project Windblade. We will have facade samples. We will have a few aircraft parts from Airbus, a lot of stuff to see. And then afterwards, the last landmark will be the villages. So the one dedicated to SMEs, the one dedicated to startups, the one for natural fibers, and the campus, which is really dedicated to universities, careers, and job centers.
It is incredible the pace of networking and demonstration, illustration, communication pace you are bringing to the day. Thomas, where do you get all these inspirations from?
Well, sometimes it's not inspiration, it's continuity. We've been the startup things, for example, for 7 years, and it's really a cool and important program for everyone. Like being able to select 120 new startups every year in composites. They are the startup of today. They are within our startup program. They will certainly be our exhibitors in the next years. So it's really about that. And then afterward, it's being connected to the industry. Really, the strength of JEC is being focusing on the industry, on the promotion of the industry, and talking to industry members every day.
Yeah. And this for the past 60 years. So really, my appreciation for all this work you are doing for the composites world is really, really appreciated. And it's crazy actually what you are offering to the community. Wonderful. I like that.
Technology to be able to display the right message and the right programs to the right persons, making them able to make a selection on the very wide offer of things that we are providing.
Yeah, and not only that, but you're considering every and each stakeholder, which is also magnificent. Yeah, so you are not leaving anyone out. You're putting the whole ecosystem worldwide together. That's really a huge task. Now, Jack World, of course, lives also with the exhibitors, and we have some exhibitors today here selected together with us. So I'm also thrilled to see we have one here that the Jack Group exhibitor world is growing. What can we say, by the day or by the year? Do you have any companies that you would like to highlight that are starting or are first-time Jack World exhibitors?
Yeah, we do. We do. We are fortunate this year to have 150 new companies that will be exhibiting at JEC World. So I'm not going to give you the list of the 150 companies because it's going to be crazy long. But the good thing is that they come from every country and they come from every segment of the value chain. So Bisterfeld is, of course, one of them with a distribution business, but we have new parts producers, for example, Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, Kawasaki Heavy Industries from Japan, which are big corporates producing parts in composites. But we also have people from new exhibitors from the US, new exhibitors from Europe, and new exhibitors from China, from all segments of the value chain. So it's really interesting and refreshing to see that we are not yet gathering the whole industry and that there is still work to do in that direction.
Yes. I have been approached by a young scientist, a lady. She's on the Turkish pavilion. I don't remember her name, so I'm sure she will be watching this on replay. Maybe you can write your comments down and say, hi, it's me. She has invented in Muğla, Turkey, a process in order to take the core of the fruit and make a polymer out of it. The fruit in Turkey, this is an orange small fruit. It's like a plum, but in orange. Maybe you guys know this. And it's incredible how the people, the minds work to really use the resources of our planet to make something and contribute to the composites world. So that's also a first-time exhibitor. Yeah. And I really love that new ideas are coming into this, and we need sustainability, as you said before. So that is also one part. Thank you so much, Thomas. I believe it is best to leave you now so that you can organize the show floor with your team. You have a lot to do, so you are excused for the rest of the show. Eric is still with us. And thank you so much, Thomas. Do you have any last call to action? I will ask the other group later on. Maybe I can ask you now.
I think the last call to action is to make sure that you have your either your visitor badge or your exhibitor badge. And if anything, any questions, we have a full team of people here that is looking forward to welcome the industry in Villepinte in a few weeks. So if you need anything, get in touch with us. You can find our contact details on the GEC World website. We are here to help and support anyone that has any question or anything. Thank you for organizing all this.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Thomas. And we see you in Paris soon.
Yep.
All the best.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. So it's now time to have a look at our comments because this would be nothing without you attending. So we have a LinkedIn user saying good morning to all. Unfortunately, I see only these StreamYard comments. I'm sure you guys, you see it on LinkedIn, the full names. So Roy says, regards from Nyla. Thank you, Roy, for joining in. Then Yannick says he's tuning in from Zurich today. So with Yannick, I've spent all day yesterday. Thanks, Yannick, one more time for your support on the eVTOL show. And it really ran smoothly yesterday. Excuse me. So he says, great idea to have such a warm-up of Jack World. You're welcome. Then hello from Italy, says Fabian. Yes, Bella Italia also always here. And I'm also looking forward to speak with Ancorol about the Jack Forum Italy, where we'll be also with Composites launch. Then Sharad says, hello, everyone from the UAE. Sharad, I thought always you are in India. Now you are in the UAE. Are you just there on holidays or are you working in the UAE? Please keep me updated. So question about startups is spot on, Ilkay. Thank you so much. Yes, but as you know, startups, you are a startup yourself. And what an answer by Eric. Yes, absolutely smashing. So Jack Paris Expo at Versailles had so much more charm than the extra jacket, Villepinte, and much better food options. Yes, the food is always good. The one at the mezzanine, yes. Yes, very good. Hello from the sunny Luxembourg, says Sylvia. Sylvia, I've met one of your colleagues yesterday in Stuttgart. I hope he says hi to you. So Guido Herper says hi from Cologne. Thank you, Guido, for joining us. And then we got Giorgio. Giorgio, my friend, best regards to all. He is from Italy. Giorgio, actually, he was in Venezia, and he has a very strong musical voice, yeah? And riding those nice Venetian boys. So I will be now presenting you a short trailer. And after that short trailer, we will start and dive immediately into our discussion with the... So let me take Vincent from the UK into the stream. Hi, Vincent. So you are, good morning. You are the sales director of PRF Composites Materials. What is PRF, Vincent?
So PRF Composite Materials, we are a prepreg manufacturer, primarily based in the south of the UK.
Mm-hmm. How did you, Vincent, come to the composite industry, you personally?
A long journey for me, okay. I started out in mechanical engineering many years ago. I've always had a very strong passion for sailing. I worked as a professional sailor and raced most of my life. I'm still racing, believe it or not, even now. I should be racing cows again this year. So my marine background really whetted my appetite for high performance materials. I then worked in automotive for an OEM supplier, and then I worked for a very large, well-known tire manufacturer. And I put all my commercial experiences together and then found myself in sailmaking in a sailcloth manufacturer, a UK-based sailcloth manufacturer. that's when I really got exposed to fibers, carbon fibers and aramid fibers and their high performance characteristics. So it seems like I was always destined for composites. And I started working here at PRF almost 6 years ago. And yeah, I layered all those wonderful commercial experiences together, and here I am.
So wonderful then that we have a long-standing and qualified, experienced person in the composites industry. Vincent, you do sports, boating, so you are fit, right?
I've traveled further towards the back of the boat as I've got older, but yeah, I still race. I'll be racing cows this year with the spirit.
Is it so that the older you get, the further behind they put you?
Well, when I was a young man, I used to operate the bow, which was my favorite position. But yeah, definitely, as I got older and things start slowing down and hurting a little, you end up more towards the back of the boat. And of course, the guy writing tactics is the ideal position to be. He doesn't have to do any work.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty, Vincent. Absolutely. Now let's talk about Jack World. After now, we got you alone. Now, Jack World. I've obviously seen your booth many, many times, so you are a long years exhibitor there. What fascinates you on Jack World? Why have you decided for Jack World over the years and this year again?
Jack World's very, very important to PRF Composites. It's a showcase event for us. It's an opportunity to show the entire industry our products that we're innovating, the direction that we're driving our business in. We've already mentioned sustainability earlier on in the conversation, and this is very core to the products and processes that we're supporting at PRF. So Jack World offers us that opportunity to showcase these products and these principles. And of course, it's a fantastic networking event. The Brexit for us a few years ago could have been a very negative thing. But I think events like Jack World help us bridge the damage that something like Brexit could have done commercially to a business like PRF. You know, we're a community. We have to work together to overcome these obstacles. So yeah, Jack World's extremely important to us.
Yeah, that's it's a good point. It's a new aspect that although we are all in the European Union, but I mean, we have Norway, we have Switzerland that are also strong contributors to the composites world. There's no regulation that you have to be a European Union member. And as you say, but it's a good aspect to keep in touch and to exchange things. Do you have, Vincent, a real life example on any of a Jack occurrences, a story that you say this started really off at Jack?
I do. I have a commercial, a very positive commercial experience from Jack, from my first Jack actually, which was 2019. So pre-COVID, I managed to make a really strong connection with a very nice gentleman who was working as a materials engineer with a company, and we have developed processes and materials together over the past 5 years, almost 6 years. I work very closely with the gentleman and customer now, and we have a very strong supply partnership with them. So yes, you know, that was a connection made at Jet World and resulted in a very positive, important piece of business for PRF.
Mm-hmm. We have a comment for you. I think it's one of your friends, and he's talking about your glasses. Yes, Vincent, indeed, don't recall the glasses last year at Jack. So I think this is in relation to your boating statement.
Yes.
Now, with the position at the rear of the boat, now you got also the glasses, yes. Yeah, that's cool.
Without these, I struggle very much to see these days. I was in denial for a long time.
Did you? Okay.
Unfortunately, over the past sort of six months, I've had to adopt them more full time. Yes.
Yeah. Is Stefan an employee of yourself, Stefan van Rosendonk, or is he a? Maybe I'm too curious here.
I think we definitely met last year. I think Stefan visited PRF and talked to us. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So, Stefan, thank you for your comment, by the way. It's always nice to have humor in our, yeah, sometimes a bit technical discussions. Then we got Grzegorz Roblonek. Hello from Poland, he says. And then we got Mehmet. Hi, everyone. Vincent, your experience in sailing was a great real-life example. Cheers from a 4th year. Okay, what is a 4th year? You're talking inside language here.
It's a class of boat, so yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Good. So my last question, Vincent, for you is, obviously now you've invested in a booth at Jack World, and one of the purposes of this life is also to generate traffic for your booth. Yeah, let's be absolutely perfectly clear with our community. So what would you say? What is the highlights of PRF for Composite Materials on the booth? Why should a visitor consider coming to your booth?
Well, first of all, our booth is E57. So please, anyone that is interested in anything I have to say here, then please come and visit us on E57. I think I've already mentioned we're going to showcase some of our products. And one of our core principles is sustainable manufacturing, sustainability. How do we support sustainability? Well, we're very passionate about using recycled materials here at PRF Composites. We've been developing our products with recycled materials for a few years now. We're now entering into a relatively high volume program this year with a customer using recycled fiber. This is an aero interiors program, and we'll have some components from this program on our stand. So please come and see the quality in detail and finish that we can produce using our resin systems and prepregs with recycled fiber. Yes, we'd also be very, very open to talking and discussing sustainability and circularity with anybody that also feels passionate about reducing the carbon footprint from the materials we make, obviously with an eye on net zero. So.
Mm-hmm. So we will both meet at your booth also, and we will conduct an interview. I will conduct an interview to you just in a nutshell. You are very much concerned about the tech times, the cycle times, aren't you?
Very much so, yeah. We advocate fast manufacturing. So we have some very quick express cure systems, snap cure, fast curing systems for compression molding or for autoclave or out of autoclave curing. It's about reducing cycle times by having very, very short dwell times at the top of the cure, and then marrying this with recycled fiber and reducing packaging, plastics in packaging, also supporting our production through the use of solar panels. And when we package this whole presentation together, what we aim to do is reduce the energy cost per part for our end user. It's about making sure we use as least energy as possible to make high quality performance parts using recycled materials again. So that's something that I really would be keen to discuss, first of all, on the stand. And I'll be going into much more detail once we do our interview, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. So your community, it's 5E57. Just have a talk with Vincent about reducing cycle time. So he's very much concerned on that. And maybe you will speak also about the, what is it, 470, the class of the boating. He is a fan. Okay, Vincent, thank you so much. And I will take now Humphrey over, also from the UK. But we will discuss about a Czech producer. This is the producer he works for. Vincent, we see you later.
Thank you.
So, Humphrey, tell us, how is life over there on the UK island? It's not the main island. It's one of the attached islands, right?
Yeah, we're not too far away from the main British Isle, and not too far away from Vincent also. I'm sat down here in just outside Cowes, actually, on the Isle of Wight. So big marine and sailing area, really, quite famous in the UK and worldwide. And yeah, perhaps I'll see Vincent at the famous Cowes Week Regatta this summer.
Yeah, cool. So how did you end up at Composites, Humphrey? Let us get to know you.
Yeah, well, again, I would put it back to the sailing. I was a keen sailor growing up, but also other sports such as cycling. I think when you understand a little bit about the material of the part you're sailing or cycling, then you really get to appreciate how it can improve some performance. And that was my first introduction, really, seeing these carbon fiber bikes or glass fiber boats from a very young age, sort of. And I remember getting my very first Optimist dinghy, which was glass fiber. And yeah, I was about 12 years old and thinking, yeah, I've got a rocket ship now. So that was the first sort of introduction. But professionally, yeah, I was the Isle of Wight has a little composites industry by itself. We had SP Systems, which is now Gurit, and Aero Laminates, which is now Vestas. And I've done time working at both. We also have a GKN plant here. So for a little island, we have, let's say, quite a relatively big composites industry. So it sort of came to me from a young age. And I also want to say that from the university days, I was lucky enough to do an Erasmus exchange to Prague University, where I ended up testing composite tubes for Compotec that I work for now. So this is back in 2002, and this is my first kind of hands-on testing, let's say, in more of a professional capacity. And that's where I've come from, really, and that's how I've got into composites. And generally, you know, working in these with these parts, you know, you can see behind me, this is a bike that we produce for with our technology, and being able to do the sports and industries that we have a passion for, as well as the very different applications, that's what sort of kept me hungry, you know, for the last I've been working Compotec 15 years now, and before then I was doing various jobs, Southern Spars, and I did an engineering doctorate in nanocomposites with Gurit, and yeah, all those different applications, rather than really focused on one, it can really, it drives my motivation anyway.
Yeah. So Isle of Wight, Isle of Composites. I didn't know that there is a dominance of composites on that island. Yeah. Maybe you should propose with a petition to rename it Isle of Composites.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, don't do that. I can tell you from experience, we are here in Franconian. You know, Bavaria in Germany, the country Bavaria is divided in two regions, Franconia and the Bavarians. We Franconians, we don't feel like Bavarians. And every year there's a petition going to the Bavarian government to separate and to rename. And it's always declined. It's only a fun thing. All right. So talking about Jack World. Now, I met you first time at ICS, International Composites Summit.
Yes, I remember.
Not last year, the year before, the 2023 edition. That was fun on that respect. Milton Keynes, wonderful place also to have this. And there's also a cooperation between Jack and ICS. Now, having Jack World, your booth with Compotec, is this? Are you a long standing exhibitor at Jack World? And if so, yeah. Why?
Well, it's a good question. It's very, you know, it's important to us, and we had exhibited since well, I can't put a date on it, but it could have been end of the 90s, early 2000. And it's the whole industry, as it's been said before. And if you're not there, you kind of feel you've missed out. But and in fact, there's been a period of time that we didn't go, and we felt we had a certain sector of the industry which we focused on, and it wasn't, we felt it wasn't that JEC, but we've come back because we feel that we cover such a variety of applications that really we have to be here or be at the JEC, and always we discover something new. We always bring our engineers to check out new technologies, the new innovations, and we want to show off our new innovations as well. Computec is a very innovation driven company from the very beginning, building the founders building their own winding machine in the first place, and it's been the ethos throughout the company. And so yeah, we want to be at the cutting edge always, and always demonstrating what we can do, but also understanding what's new in the industry. I would say that I think it's really important from the early days when we discovered the suppliers of fibers, specifically in the pitch fiber area, graphite pitch fiber, when we were struggling in the, this is before my time, but when we were struggling for the PAN fiber supply, we were offered this pitch fiber, which is a different kind of fiber, really. It's carbon fiber, but it's much, much higher modulus. And that drove the strategy that we had today from the early 2000s to be able to use this fiber, to be able to use it efficiently with our process. And that we felt we could apply it in industrial applications, automation and machine tool applications, where we've really delved into the research, and we focused on this niche area of market, mm-hmm. and been very successful, and one of the sort of, you know, pushing the limits in this very traditional, say, industry, which is machine tool building. And when I say machine tool, we're talking gantry structures, big, heavy composite structures that we can produce on our winding technology. And so that's thanks to JEC, really, because maybe we wouldn't have seen this fiber before, and maybe we wouldn't have been early enough to adopt it. So that's why we really feel it's important.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, allow me a follow-up question on this one, because I haven't come across this pitch fiber. First of mm-hmm. all, why is it called pitch? I know pitch from my deck turntable, where you can speed up and down. So I have no clue why that is called pitch.
Well, it's derived from coal pitch. And so I don't, the technical name, well, they like to call it graphite fiber as well, because it's graphite is closer to diamond. It's very brittle fiber, which is why it's difficult to handle and process effectively. But yes, so the pitch name comes from, it's derived from coal pitch. So it's a byproduct of some of the steel industry, I understand.
Okay, that confuses me even more, but I leave it as is right now. And maybe we can reserve that discussion then for our interview at JEC World. And my second follow-up question is, now carbon fibers have high strengths. Why would you need even more strengths?
Stiffness. That's where we're going, not strength. Mm-hmm. So by mass, the pitch fiber is much stiffer. And we're talking, you can get fibers on their own which are up to 800, 900 gigapascals, compared mm-hmm. to, let's say, the highest modulus PAN fiber, which is in the region of 400 to 500 gigapascals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're not looking in the real stress. We're not looking at the stresses so much. We obviously do. Within our company, we have people doing the FEA and design analysis, but we're always designing firstly to the stiffness. So if you imagine a machine which is accelerating, one of our biggest customers is a laser cutting company, and one of the biggest successes, in fact, of the company's applications in this market is be able to offer this gantry, and they can now accelerate their gantry at 6 times gravity, 6G, which is one of the fastest on the market. And so it really is, you know, cutting edge, and we feel that you can only use this kind of fiber.
Okay, so reducing weight while maintaining stiffness, yeah, and sometimes the stiffness is not enough of a regular carbon, so you go for this pitch fiber. Wonderful.
Yeah, we're looking at where we replace steel, basically. So we consider our products that can be equivalent stiffness to steel, so which is not what you would normally replace directly with your standard PAN fiber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so last question, highlights on your booth. So
yeah,
I understand last year you had the 6-axis filament winding machine on your booth. I can only imagine what infrastructure and logistical challenges you had with that. So how about this year?
This year we're leaving the machine behind, actually. We have to we have the same size booth. We have a, let's say, shrunk the machine down to tabletop model.
Okay.
Bring that to demonstrate. The main point of bringing the machine is to demonstrate how we are offering our technology now. I have not mentioned that Compotech is itself 30 years old this year. So half the age of Jack. After this time we've developed and built our own winding technology and software, and in the last 3 years we now offer that to customers, basically. So we offer the whole package, but we offer the development of a part and then offer the technology itself for the customer to take in-house. So that is really what we're highlighting, along with the 30 years of innovation and seeing where this culture of innovation has come from the very beginning, and giving people insight to how we can take ideas and develop them with our process. And another big highlight will be showing the bicycle. As I said before, we have one of the bicycles on the Innovation Planet as well as stands. And this is a key for us, because we've developed a process that we call ILT, which is basically winding or taking the fiber and creating a continuous fiber looped joint within our 6-axis winding technology. So negates any need for lugs in the joint or less machining and over laminating if you're trying to join together two structural tubes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that I was born in Kulmbach, Germany, and Kulmbach is the mecca of beers, the drinking beer, they call it. So we are in constant competition for hundreds of years with the Czech Republic on beer. because apparently I had a seminar, I visited a seminar, and we tasted some different beers there. Both Czech Republic and our region have a very good water quality for beers. So my question is, which Czech beer do you have on the booth?
Well, I believe it'd be Pilsner. Pilsner.
Okay.
We're 1 hour from Pilsen, so that's the main beer. There could be some other more local beers as well. We have a nice local brewery.
Yeah, I will try the local one, Humphrey.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, said that, we are moving on to Hamburg, Germany, and I'm calling up Johannes into our round and say goodbye to Humphrey for now. We see you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Johannes, beer in Hamburg? What's your stance on that?
We have quite some good ones. We have quite some good ones. Ratian, I like it, but I think for Bavarian people, they don't like the beer from Hamburg.
Our trend is going alcohol-free anyway, by the way. So, Johannes, let me start with getting to know you. So how did you end up in composite industry?
Yeah, I end up in composite industry by, let's say, lucky coincidences. When I applied for the job at Wiesefeld, I wanted to do something completely different. So you have to imagine I'm a chemist. I know a lot of things about chemistry, and Wiesefeld Spezialchemie is a leading distributor for specialty chemicals. So I wanted to go into this field, but when my supervisors asked me after an intense training and onboarding at Wiesefeld if I could imagine being on the street as sales manager for composites and tooling products, I was ready for this challenge and said yes. And that's how I ended up, let's say, almost 8 years ago in the composites industry. And yeah, since then, I always have been into composites. Inside Wiesefeld, I had different, many different functions. So after 3 years on the road, I moved position to internal product management, where I supervise the, let's say, the global portfolio as a product manager for the composites division. And since I think since October 2023, I am leading our full activities globally for the composite and tooling activities.
So congratulations on that fascinating job, and I can already see you are still a young gentleman, and you will remain in that industry, because once composites, always composites. It will not leave you alone, and it's good, because I just said it yesterday. If you look at metal, steel, aluminium, cement, the construction materials, composites is the smallest of all of them. But composites has, on the other side, the highest possibilities on innovation. Yeah, look at cement. Cement is, for the past, I don't know, 1,000 years, always the same. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so you are a first-timer on Jack World, Wiesefeld. Your company is decided to go all in Jack World this year, and you have a cool stand. Walk us through your stand, and why did you decide for Jack World?
In the end, the Jack has been, for the past years, always been a very important place for us to be. As you can imagine, we as a distributor, we not only have, of course, our valued customers, but also our principals. So we have been visiting the JEC always to meet up with our principals. And many times we brought also our customers directly to the principal to discuss our running projects with them. And I remember last year, I think last year was one of the busiest exhibition for me ever, as I had plenty of 30 minutes meetings planned, and I was just running from booth to booth, from hall to hall, and I was really exhausted after the JEC event. And now I am very happy that we have our own booth. We can invite also our customers and our principals to discuss our projects and maybe also some new projects together with them.
So it eases now your life, yes?
Huh?
It eases now your life. Not yes. Walking from one, but I can totally relate. I had similar to you, not half hour slots, but 1 hour slots last time. And for me, Jack World is always production, as you know. And I had 16 video interviews in 3 days. And I'm going probably to top this here with absolutely 20, going to the max. But then that's really the maximum. Anyway, so first time at Jack World, And can you run us through, as a first timer, what is the process? Can you take us behind the scenes and get us a feeling how your thought process worked, what to show on Jack World? Or was it quite clear to you right from the beginning?
Let's say it was more or less quite clear for us from the beginning, as we are a first-time exhibitor. One of my main tasks was to show the audience some exhibits from our main principals. And it was a no-brainer to ask the full team to search for, let's say, exhibits that are produced with products from our principals. So we have we are showing their boat fin, for example, that is produced with Hexel prefregs. And if I'm correct, I think this was a project that started during the JEC, as we were bringing our customer to Hexel to talk about exactly this project. And of course, what we will highlight during the JEC at our booth, we will have some sustainable products. So products that are produced with intermediate products from other production technologies. Like I think Thomas Lepretre told you something about the Proxima resin from ExxonMobil, which is, let's say, derived from a side product in crude oil production. And of course, we also have some other sustainable resins that we are showing, resins from Scott Bader with a very high bio content, but also some recycled products like glass non-woven fabrics or carbon non-woven fabrics. We are not only showing some sustainable products, we are also showing some highly innovative products. I'm not sure if you ever heard about Cribone. Cribone is, for instance, uncured elastomer that could be used into the layup of almost every thermoset composite part. And it enables a lot of different possibilities. You can have, for instance, some the flexible joints between a composite part. You can increase the sound performance and the acoustic performance of every composite part. I'm not sure if you hear it, but I think you are all familiar with the sound of a simple carbon. If this out of this carbon product is a carbon door of a car produced, you do not want to hear such a, let's say, I call it a cheap sound. And of course, you would like to have a better sound dampening. And this is something you can achieve with Cribone. And if you smash here the same six layers of carbon, you will have a way better sound properties without losing any other properties of the composite part. So it still is a lightweight product with better sound properties.
Absolutely. And with your colleague Victor Jimenez, he has introduced it to the VTOL panel yesterday. And yes, I think applications like the VTOL, where you got all these propellers creating a lot of noise, that could lead to passenger comfort, even more comfort in the future.
Yeah, but not only the eVTOL, you can also, the good thing at Cribone is it is not only used with pure composite, you can also use it with metals, and you can simply put it behind the A column or a B column of a truck, so that the sound also is damped in the inside of the cabin of the of a truck. So there are plenty of possibilities with such materials, and it has a very high degree of innovation.
Okay, wonderful. So, high degree of innovation. Your booth is in Hall 6, K16, correct?
Exactly. We are located at Hall 6, K16. We will be there with a full European team, also with some people from South Africa. So, we are a globally active company. and a lot of experts being that you mentioned Victor Jimenez, who is an aerospace engineer. We have a lot of mechanical engineers on site, chemists, and many people that are coming from this industry. And I have one colleague, Stig Einert, if you are with us, greetings. I believe there's epoxy resin running through his veins as he is in the composite industry now for, I don't know, 30 years or something like that.
Okay, wonderful. Nice to meet you guys. Then on whatever we discussed, that we will conduct this interview. Thank you, Johannes, for these insights. And said that, now last in line is Dominic from Sense Expert. And I'm taking now Dominic, and see you later, Johannes.
Hi.
Hi, Dominic. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks. Very, very interesting talk, to be honest.
Okay. Are you in Munich right now?
No, I'm in Nuremberg. I'm at home today.
Oh, you're at home in Nuremberg. Okay. I'm in Munich. I'm in Munich Messe here somewhere. Because I have a presentation tomorrow to some of consultants. They want to use LinkedIn. Anyway, Dominic, so you're replacing Alexander Kalupka, who is the CEO of Sense Expert. We've talked a lot about Sense Expert so far, but we have never talked about how you came to the composite industry as a polymer expert. Tell us how you ended up in composites.
Yeah. A good question. I think replacing Alex is not possible here, but I'll give my best. To contribute to the beer talk at the beginning, I would recommend Schanzenbräu from Nuremberg. How did I come to composites? If you look at the theme of the check, it's pushing the limits. And that's what Sense Expert is doing on a daily basis. So we are pushing the limits in cycle time reduction, scrap reduction, and we achieve a complete new level of quality control. And that's exactly what brought me to composites. It's a coincidence. From my background, I'm more into sensing and automation industry. From my last company, my biggest customer was an injection molding machine producer. So that's what brought me a little bit to plastic. But to be honest, it's really the spirit of Sense Expert to push boundaries, what brought me to composites and the material itself, the complexity of the process. If you look at it, there are deviations everywhere. And it's just fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So you are this year at the Composites United joint booth. Composites United is a German association in the composites industry with, I think, about 450. So it's the number one associate members. And they are traditionally also the largest exhibitor of Czech World. So last year, I think you had been with Bayern Innovativ. This year, you are with Composites United because Bayern Innovativ, I understand, has not a pavilion this year.
Yeah.
So how will be the offer and the highlights? Who will be there from you at the Sense Expert booth at Composites United?
Yeah, for sure. At the Sense Expert booth at Composites United, there will be me, of course, my colleague Arne, and also Alex, which I'm trying to address right now at the moment, will be there at the booth, and also Hannah from our marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
The highlight directly at our booth is our system. I don't know if your audience knows about it. We developed a system which allows you to measure the material behavior during the production process of composites, combine it with machine learning algorithms to the machine parameters, and optimize each cycle on the run. Because if we know how the material is behaving during the process, we can always act on the highest efficiency. That's what's happening at our booth at 6Q24. But our real highlight and our new system you will not find at our booth, that will be displayed at the Startex booth, because we managed to push also the boundaries of our system, which means that we do not need contact anymore to the material to measure it. We can also do it contactless. That means if you're going to continuous processes, winding process, and so on, we are now able to do the same that we can do now for in-mold sensors. And the Sartex booth will be all 5H02, where you can find it. And you really can have a look and feel of the system, how it's working, but with a little funny twist. So it's also not just business, it's also fun. But to see it, you have to go there by yourself.
Absolutely. And is there one of your the team then at Zartex, or who to contact at Zartex to see your part?
We are very collaborative with Zartex, so the people there will know how the system works, and someone of us will always be there as well.
Okay.
But I mean, the best point, if you want to really look and feel the system, is I wrote my email up here. Short message and make an appointment, because I think it's
really absolutely
very, very busy.
Absolutely.
Also, like Thomas said at the beginning, the JC app is very great for scheduling meetings up front.
Yes. I just something came to my mind. The keyword is guided tours, that I will be talking in a minute with Eric, that came up lately. All right. Okay, Dominic, anything else you would like to relay to the community?
I mean, it's all about, Vincent said it before, it's cycle time reduction. We want to push the limits of the material. And we as SenseExpert do not just see us as a service provider. We also act like a connection link between material supplier, machine supplier, and also end producer.
All right. Okay, Dominic, I will see you in a moment. Eric, I have a follow-up question. I got this morning an email from AZL, which is also a traditional exhibitor, and they're offering a guided tour to some of their contract partners who are also exhibiting at Jack World. I couldn't see, is this something that you are offering as Jack World? And what do you think about guided tours?
Well, it depends on the focus you have, you know, because we tested in the past, for example, guided tours for automotive specialists, for wind energy specialists, and so on. That's quite of a challenge if you want to mix the content, so on the agoras and the visits and so on. So there are many initiatives to do that, in fact. But I think the best thing is really to prepare and to plan the visit, you know. Therefore, I mean, there are two important things is the on the desktop or on the app to look at the full schedule. Make your own, agenda, plan the business meetings too, because this is a way to really optimize your time at Jack World, you know. It's going to be busy. We're going to be pushing the limits again in terms of timing and busyness, let's say. You should prepare it. I mean, it's not a show where you can walk through. Of course, you can do that, but it will be less efficient. From a visitor side, but also from an exhibitor side, if you don't plan the meetings and so on, you know, people who are used to exhibit or to participate, they know that, you know,
And so the opportunity increases with the degree of planning. Yes,
sure. I mean, that's why we offer services like business meetings, so that newcomers or people who are not who are looking for new contacts can pre-schedule meetings, because plenty of companies have also planned their agenda with their customers and so on. So it's a service we offer to, especially to newcomers and people who want to understand and to get the right contacts, you know.
So all right.
I would recommend two things. First, to download the Jack World app, but also in parallel, because now we are working with two apps at Jack. One is the event app, and the second one is the Jack Composite Magazine app, where you have maybe, I think, up to 100 editions of the magazine to be read on this app, as well as the latest news, the special issues, and so on. So these are the two major apps to have on your smartphone or on your tablet to survive in the composite world, you know.
So I have this picture. You got these buses that are going to Charles de Gaulle, to Paris City. So while the people are commuting to Villepinte back and forth, they can, you know, open the app, the Jack magazine app, and read content while they are commuting, right?
Yeah, and of course, as Thomas mentioned, we also record all the content so that you get it afterwards on the web TV. So we try to really have not only let's say the 3 days of the event, but a lot of things before, a lot of things after, and so on. You know,
and fantastic.
The magazine app, you have the innovation report, which is a compendium of all the news, all the new products, all the announcements we've got up to now from the exhibitors, and it's already a long list of innovation and products. So in the app, you have a special issue called Innovation Report, Jack Welch Innovation Report, and you've got that at your convenience.
Very, very important additional information, dear community. And now we are coming to the end, and I'll start with Eric. Eric, now what you have heard today, so what is your recommendation? What should people do now after they have watched and listened to all of us?
Well, I mean, it's, as we said, prepare, be prepared and prepare. And it was great to learn a lot of personal stories, especially from all the sailors, because there were sailors in... talking to you, but also attending. So a lot of personal stories, but also a great product and technology stories. I mean, it shows that there are so many things to discover at the event and afterwards.
Okay. So then I will start with Vincent, one after the other. Vincent, what is your final call to action?
I think, you know, Let's all work together. There's been some fantastic presentations here from my colleagues. Let's work together and create connections between our businesses, our companies, and help drive more sustainability into our industry. We've got some fantastic solutions and some big questions, some big problems to overcome. But we only overcome those problems by working together and collaborating. So that would be my call.
Okay. Johannes, what's your call to action?
In the past, the JEC has always been a very important event for us, I think for all of us. And this year, being there as a first-time exhibitor, I can invite all of you to our booth 6, Hall 6, K16, to talk about the latest trends and innovations.
All right. And you, Dominic?
I can only agree with what Vincent said. I'm really looking forward to the event, and it's important that we talk to each other and that we support each other in terms of getting the best out of the material.
Wonderful. Okay. And Humphrey, you are the last one. What is your call to action?
Yeah, I would say come with an open mind, because there's so many different solutions within composites itself, and you might have preconceptions, but you might speak to someone and totally change your mind about something. But also, if you can take the time, take the little train into Paris and as well.
Absolutely. All right, gentlemen. So thank you for everyone being part of our show today, all my panelists. And we'll play now the outro. My panelists, please stay on board. It's just 1 minute. And everyone who has now contributed to this live action, live chat, thank you so much that you have been part. So thank you, Vincent. All the best for Jack World. Then Johannes, Dominic, and Eric, of course, thank you.
Thank you, your team, for this fantastic
work that you guys are doing for the industry that we are in.
Thank you.
Looking forward, see you guys, and this is the trailer. See you in a moment.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at CompositesLounge.com.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Lounge podcast episodes on Composites 360 on tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Lounge Composites 360 on tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Lounge brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.